Adam, Colleen, and Kurt.
Part of your community, part of your morning.
Star 102.5.
All right, so I was telling you guys that my little sister, had a baby a few weeks ago. Little Charlotte is her name. She's very sweet. Lots of, like, thick black hair. She looks like she's wearing a wig. She's very cute. I will post pictures when I go down. I just thought I should be in them. So I'm going to visit. Post pictures of some random baby,
right,
you guys are going to be like, who's this?
You're
There's
right.
no context.
No, I was very proud of you because I'd want to be in photos too.
Yeah, well, so. you know how you and I are, Kurt. So I'm going down. They're in just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm heading down, just me, to be clear, go meet my new niece, obviously visit with my sister, my brother-in-law. The plan is for me to stay with them, but I sense that Kelly, my sister, is a little uneasy because we've had sickness in the house, is what I told you guys. Mia had pneumonia for 2 weeks. Rory had a fairly bad cold. Everyone's on the mend, and I feel fine.
Right.
I've been popping the Zicam and everything else. I feel fine. But I sense when I talk to her that she's uneasy.
Gotcha.
Which I get. We've all been there. Firstborn, blah, 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 blah. So looking for some, you know, advice from the... I'm a little removed. I mean, it's been, you know, a little while. I mean, Rory will be five.
Yeah.
But if there's advice, some perspective, especially for those of you who are maybe in it right now with new baby or, you know, more recently, 280-1025.
And what did you want to say?
So I have some advice for you.
Okay.
Going to visit your niece, if you are not intending to take over some midnight feedings or to help, then you stay in a hotel.
You think stay in a hotel?
I think stay in a hotel. Your sister is tired. She's getting up all night. And if you're there and you are not helping, she's going to resent you hardcore.
Well, I am.
I speak from experience.
Yeah, no. I mean, and I am fine helping. I suppose I just ask her what she's comfortable with.
And don't even ask because she will not tell you. You just have to do it. Like, you hear the baby crying, you get up, you go help.
Yeah,
oh, I'm a mom. People would be like, well, what do you want me to do? I don't know. I'm just going to do it myself because I know I'm going to do it right.
The only reason I am asking is because I sense she's sensitive about the fact that my kids have been sick, and I think she's worried I may be carrying something even though I am symptom free. That's my only really concern about it all.
I completely understand that, and in that case, you probably want to stay in a hotel.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I definitely will. I mean, she'd be candid with me about it all, and I'm fine with it either way. However I can best, you know, be good company, I'm okay with, you know. All right. Well, hey, thanks.
I just speak from experience. My mom came to visit after my daughter was born, and I was exhausted. She keeps weird hours, so she fell asleep early and was up super early, but did nothing to help me with the baby.
And it drove you crazy?
4 o'clock,
yes.
6 o'clock feedings, and I was just angry at her.
Yeah. No, listen, I get it, and I'm more than willing to be helpful as long as she's okay with it, you know, because I feel good. But, you get that, especially with your first baby, where you're just so protective and understandably.
I'm still like that. This is my second baby.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Why you sneeze, get away from me.
Right, exactly. No, I get it. Hey, thanks for calling.
This is shocking to me.
280-1025, by the way. What's shocking to you?
That if I visit and I'm staying over at someone's house who just had a newborn.
Yeah.
It doesn't even enter my brain that I'm helping.
See, this is just some random friend, but if it's your grandkid or your niece or nephew.
I don't know.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm just there for daytime. I never caller said that. I've never even thought of that.
Well, I think it obviously at company if you want to, but that's not necessarily necessary. Yeah. Half the time I'm kind of falling back to sleep anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but you bring up an interesting point, Kurt, too.
I never thought of that.
Kurt comes
if I woke up the next morning,
you want me to do what?
And my daughter looked at me and goes, thanks for helping. I'm like, what did I do? And I know you've been angry with me since the age of three, but what did I do now?
Want to hear that segment again?
You can. Check out the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt section at star1025.com.